This is Tony Agnese. The program is Finding God's Grace, and my guest is Gene Hyman. Gene is a retired psychologist, an educator, and diocesan speaker. Gene is an active blogger. I see her all over Facebook and Google Plus, and her work regularly is featured in the National Catholic Register and other Catholic publications. And Gene is the author of a brand new book called Seven Saints for Seven Virtues. And Gene, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
It's great to be here, Tony.
You know, when I think of the saints, I always think about you, and the reason is I see your posts on Facebook quite a bit. How did your fascination with the saints begin, and how long has that fascination been a part of your life?
Well, I've been fascinated with the saints since childhood. My mother had this beautiful, thick volume of The Lives of the Saints that was written for adults, and I noticed that when I was seven, and I was just seven, but I enjoyed looking at the colorful, classic paintings of the saints, and I like to use my imagination and pretend like I was one of the saints. I especially like looking at the pictures of Saint Rita, my mom's patron saint. She was kneeling before a crucifix, and there were rays of light extending from the crucifix to the wound on her head, which I later learned was the stigmata. And I like looking at Joan of Arc, my patron saint, who is dressed in a suit of armor and carried a banner. And I like Saint Teresa of Avila with the Holy Spirit hovering overhead. As soon as I saw them, they immediately became my superheroes, and I looked up to them with great admiration, and I wanted to be like them. My mom, since it was an adult book, I really couldn't read it, but my mom explained it to me. She told me simple stories of the saints. And I just was fascinated with the saints. And I knew they were holy, they were in heaven, and I thought at that time that I would need to do some great deeds or some good works, lots of good works, or maybe become a martyr to get to,
get to
heaven. But I later learned that we can't become saints on our own. We need the grace of God, and there's other ways of getting there.
So you have this interest in the saints. When did you become interested in writing? Because I know that's a big part of what you do every day.
Well, actually, I became interested in writing about the same time. I remember writing poetry when I was in grade school. I had a cat, and I wrote about my cat. And the teacher asked me if I copied my poem out of a book, and I said, no. You know, it's my own writing. So when I was a child, I wanted to become a writer.
Mm-hmm. What was your motivation for Seven Saints for Seven Virtues? I was very fascinated how you came to this decision to kind of pair up a saint with a virtue. How did that come about?
Well, before I began writing Seven Saints for Seven Virtues, I prayed about it. And at that time, during the formulation of the idea in my head, it just came to me that I should pair up saints with different virtues. I knew that the different saints had heroic virtues, and in my mind's eye, I was seeing certain saints whom I had developed a personal relationship with, that is, saints that I prayed to for intercession and on a daily basis. And these saints were wonderful examples of each of the heavenly virtues. So I believe the Holy Spirit inspired me to do the pairing.
Mm-hmm. And your motivation then to kind of get that down into the book. You know, what do you hope that your readers get from the book? Would it be zeroing in on a particular saint and virtue, or just a general sense of each of them as they go? I'm sure it's going to be a little both, huh?
Well, I wanted them to look at the saints as models to emulate, as individuals to realize that the saints are people, that they have made mistakes, they've dealt with some of the same trials and sufferings that we do, and I wanted them to look at these different virtues their heroic virtues and try to emulate them. I wanted them to have models to emulate. For example, I have Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, who's the perfect example of charity. Saint Agnes, an example of chastity. Saint John Paul, his virtue is diligence. Saint Joseph, humility. Saint Catherine of Siena, kindness. Saint Monica, patience. And Saint Augustine, temperance.
Mm-hmm.
I also presented some modern models of the virtues in the book.
I found that to be the part that I enjoyed the most was not only these past saints, but some living people and people in your life and so forth that you cite as examples. Let's take could we just take one of the virtues, one of the saints, like your favorite, and talk about that a little bit, and maybe who in your book that you also looked at as just a modern example.
Okay. Actually, it's hard to pick out my favorite. It's kind of a toss-up between Mother Teresa and John Paul II, but mm-hmm. I think John Paul II is probably my favorite because, you know, he went through so much in his life, and he had lost all of his immediate family before he turned 21, and despite that, he didn't give up on God. Instead, he became more fervent in his spirituality, drawing closer to God in prayer. And he was just a very diligent man. By that, I mean that he was persistent in prayer. He fulfilled the duties and responsibilities of the state in life. Despite all the hardships, he remained faithful to God. He had a great zeal for his faith. And the way that zeal reflected itself was his great love for the Eucharist. He never missed a daily Mass, even when he was sick in his entire life. When he was in the hospital, he concelebrated Mass. He used every gift and talent that the Lord gave him to build up the body of Christ and to spread the gospel message throughout the world.
It's really nice, too, wouldn't you not agree, Jean, that when you have a saint that was alive during our lifetime and that you've seen him and what John Paul
done,
it just kind of, it makes it much more real to you. It just, it draws you to it. You know, some of the...
You've seen him in action. You know, you feel like you know him well, and now he's in heaven.
Mm-hmm. And like our current Pope, a lot of people are very much relating to him, and it really helps you in your own faith when you can see that. Now, Mother Teresa is a great example. She's one of my heroes, and I'm sure from reading what you've written about her, she's one of yours as well. Talk a little bit about her and charity, and are there any other people that you can bring in and relate to that you talked about in the book? Because I know she was one of your favorites as well.
Yeah, Mother Teresa is, I guess she my mother reminded me of Mother Teresa a lot. Mother Teresa was just an incredible person, always seeing the face of God in the poor, trying to serve or quench thirst of God in the poor.
She could see the face of Jesus in just about everyone she dealt with, and that example has been just been an outstanding example, I say, for me. I've read a lot of books about Mother Teresa, and just becomes almost a hero and someone that you really want to be like. And I know in the book you're trying, that's really what you're hoping for, is to get to people to want to kind of model their own lives, especially these virtues that in some of us may be lacking, and to get a model of how best to do that. That's just such a wonderful way of moving forward with that. How is the who's the target reader for this book? What type of person do you think would pick this up? And what has been the response so far to date? I know that I've seen lots of reviews and people on the internet, and it has gotten nothing but stellar reviews. I have written one myself that I'll be publishing on findinggodgrace.com here in the next few weeks. But what's been the overall reaction to the book? Have you had some feedback?
It's been pretty positive.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote this book, to answer your first question, I wrote this book for adults and adolescents,
mm-hmm.
both male and female, Catholic and non-Catholic, who desire to love God more in this life, to develop virtues and grow in holiness, and to spend their eternity with Him in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It's meant for those just coming into the church, those who are returning to the church, and those who are already practicing their faith. The groups in a parish who could benefit from reading this book would be like the RCIA group.
I can see that, yes. Mm-hmm.
Marriage preparation groups with the chastity, and I have a little discussion about NFP, and also the youth groups, adult formation groups, and any book groups. Any person, Christian or non-Christian, who desires to grow in their spiritual life will benefit from reading this book.
Now, I'm trying to put things together here, and you said when you were young, you found that your mom shared with you this book on the saints, which was geared for adults. Is there going to be a follow-up to Seven Saints for kids?
Well, that's an idea.
You know, kind of fill in the gap that was missing when you got interested in the saints as a youngster.
Uh-huh.
Might be your next. See, you spend a little time with me, you have your next book. We're talking with Gene Hyman, and Gene is the author of the book Seven Saints for Seven Virtues. It's published by Servant Books, and it's available at all of your Catholic bookstores, and certainly on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and those other sites as well. If you go to your Catholic bookstore and ask for Seven Saints for Seven Virtues on Servant Books, I'm sure if they don't have it, they will order it for you. We'll be back in just a moment with Gene Hyman.